Communities build hockey and hockey builds communities. That's the main theme behind Craft Hockeyville 2020. As Mike Ebeling tells us, nominations for the annual title and a chance to win $250,000 in arena upgrades are now being accepted.
And special feature today on Northwest Monitor as we have a big guest in, as it is hockey season really heating up. And with that comes the annual Craft Hockeyville 2020. And with us on the phone line is Senior Brand Manager for Craft Heinz, Matt Bruce. Matt, thanks a lot for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me.
Can you talk about Craft Hockeyville and how it got started?
Yeah, it's been, you know, something that started in 2006 and really, you know, we know how passionate Canadians are about hockey, and really, these local arenas and communities are more than just a sheet of ice where people go, you know, a couple times a week. It's a lot of the time a heartbeat of these communities, and, you know, the upkeep of an arena isn't cheap, and, you know, we know that some communities are struggling with the financial strains of keeping an arena alive, and that's why your Craft Hockeyville came to be in 2006, and we're thrilled to be back for year 14, partnering again with the NHL and the NHLPA. Over our time of 13 years, we've been able to award $3.5 million to 81 awesome communities, and we can't wait to see those numbers rise again this year.
Yeah, we'll talk about more about that later, but first, why did Kraft Heinz get involved with this initiative?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just we saw a need. We saw a need for funding in the arena space. And, you know, really, at Kraft Heinz, our vision is to be the best food company growing a better world. And, you know, we're doing that really through two ways, which is access to play, which you're seeing through Kraft Hockeyville and another program we have, which is Kraft Heinz Project Play. But we're also doing it fighting hunger, you know, with donations to Canada's food bank and, you know, to other food banks outside of Canada.
Talking with Matt Bruce from Kraft Heinz. Matt, talk about the importance of hockey for your company, Canada, and really, I think the main part, having these functioning arenas for our communities.
Yeah, I think just not only just starting with our youth, like having somewhere where they can be active, learn life lessons, I mean, make lifetime friends. I think that's the important to have those facilities available to them. And I mean, I said it earlier, how passionate this country is about hockey. We know that everyone wants to play. So ensuring that we have as many arenas up and running, you know, being able to include as many youth and grown-ups as possible.
Red Lake, Dryden, Kenora, Sulakout, all looking to build or renovate their arenas. So let's get to the heart of the matter. Talk about the campaign. How do you get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. So nominations are open right now. So that's when we're taking your stories from all across the country. So nominations opened on January 1st. So we're just over a week into that process. And they close on February 9th. So still over just about a month here to get involved. And there's two ways someone can get involved. Really, a community score is added up of that ultimate story that comes in, which is three questions that we're looking to have answered here. So depict your community's spirit and passion for hockey. Tell us about the importance of your arena and how the prize money would be used. And then the third question, why should your community be Kraft Hockeyville? And, you know, not everyone has to go on and write a story. There's other ways to get involved, which adds up to the remaining 20% of your community score. So anyone can go on, upload a photo, a video, a supportive message, or share your community story on Twitter. And those all add up to points that can also help your community's chance of being named Kraft Hockeyville 2020. And then we will be announcing our top four communities on March 14th. So obviously an exciting day as well.
Matt, how is the winner picked?
Yeah, so there's if you go to crafthockeyville.ca, you can see the criteria on there. But as I mentioned before, it's a combination of a story as well as the community's rallying. So there's a judging panel consisting of representatives from Kraft Heinz, the NHL, and the NHLPA, so all the partners. And we take that criteria into consideration when picking the top four.
And I think someone may be asking right now, hearing this, okay, what's in it for me? In the end, what can you win?
Yeah, absolutely. So the grand prize is $250,000 for arena upgrades, the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville 2020, but you also get to host an NHL preseason game. Last year, we were in Renouse, New Brunswick, and we had the Montreal Canadiens and the Florida Panthers there playing a game, which was fantastic, and the community had an amazing time. But if you're named in the top four, you may not win the grand prize, but we also give runner-ups the $25,000 towards arena upgrades, which is great to get their upgrades done as well. And then all four finalists also receive $10,000 in hockey equipment, which is coming from the NHLPA Goals and Dreams Fund, which obviously goes a long way in making, you know, hockey more affordable for those who may not be able to get all the equipment.
You touched on it before, Matt, but again, reiterate how successful this campaign has been since its inception. And for you personally, what does it mean to see this success?
It's incredible, and every year it seems to get up another level. So yeah, we're in year 14, as I said, which is truly amazing. I mean, starting the program back in 2006, I would have still been in high school at the time, but I can remember watching the game being played and thinking how cool it was that these NHL players were in these small communities all around our country. And like I said earlier, we've awarded $3.5 million to 81 amazing communities across the country. We've played 13 NHL preseason games to date, and we've played those games in 8 different provinces across the country. So strong coverage, and we're really excited about 2020.
Matt, anything else before we let you go?
No, I would just encourage everyone to go to crafthockeyville.ca for more information. You can see if your local arena has been nominated. If not, get that nomination started and spread the word with those in your community. And, you know, you could be the next Craft Hockeyville.
Nominations close February 9th at 11:59 Eastern, so 10:59 our time. We've been speaking with Matt Bruce, the Senior Brand Manager for Kraft Heinz. This is Craft Hockeyville 2020. Get your submission in right away. Matt, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
For Northwest Monitor, I'm Mike Ebling.
Thank you, Mike.